Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, December 21st, 2023, 9:09 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Of course, it is Thursday, which means we have a special guest joining us now from the Times Independent, reporter Gwen Dilworth. Good morning, Gwen.
Hey, good morning, David.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Tell us what's in this latest edition of the Times Independent.
Yeah, absolutely. The city has awarded an $11 million contract for the King Creek Boulevard reconstruction project to a Colorado-based construction firm. It's one of the largest public work efforts the city has ever undertaken, and it'll include a center lane, bike lanes, new sidewalks, and landscaping.
Wow, all there along Cane Creek Boulevard?
That's right, yeah.
Wow, that'll be a great upgrade. What else is in this latest edition of the Times?
Yeah, we spoke to Grand County Commission Chair Jock Hodler and Moab City Manager Carly Castle to ask them about the past year, and they told us about their accomplishments and some disappointments that they experienced as well.
What was the number one highlight from both?
Yeah, I think Jock Hodler was really proud of the city's work around housing and they're continuing to not allow new overnight rentals in the county. And City Manager Carly Castle really just said she had just watched the city grow up over the past couple of years and really become more like a big city.
Oh, very good. What else is in this latest edition of the Times Independent? Looks like you got a bunch of information in here.
Yeah, it's been a packed edition. U.S. Deputy Secretary of Energy David Turk came to Moab last week to celebrate the latest milestone in the Uranium Mill Tailings Remediation Action Project. That milestone is 14 million tons removed of 16 million tons with the finish line in sight, and they're hoping to have that project wrapped up by 2029, several years ahead of schedule.
Well, that's good news. I think I saw in that story too, kind of a little bit of a joke about how usually government projects don't get ahead of schedule, but this one is.
Yeah, I think that they're very proud of how quickly they've been able to finish this federal project.
Well, with the secretary there, did he give any hints or updates of what the finished project might be, or are they still just kind of in that collection phase and discussion about what might end up being there?
Yeah, there are no firm plans for what will be there, but they did convene, a committee this year that will work to figure out what that will look like. And he said that Moab has a partner for the long haul, and they're looking to, put something there that will benefit the community. So kind of a vague update, but sounds hopeful.
Well, very good. It looks like you've got a bunch of opinion pieces as well, lots of outdoor news. It's another full edition of the Times Independent. Of course, folks are getting it sent to their post office boxes for free. I know they can also pick up editions of the Times Independent, also available online at moabtimes.com. Gwen, anything else you'd like to highlight before we let you run this morning?
That's all I've got for you. Thanks so much, David.
All right. Thanks for joining us again. That's Gwen Dilworth, reporter with the Times Independent. Latest edition is out now. Gwen, again, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick moment to hear from a sponsor. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947. Rick's Glass of Moab extends sincere best wishes to all the Red Rock 92 listeners this holiday season. Family owned and operated since 1981, Rick's Glass has always strived to provide the very best service to the Moab community. They are your source for windows and doors, shower doors and mirrors, and auto glass and paint. Stop by Rick's Glass for a free scenic calendar to start your year off right, and find them on the web at ricksglassmoab.com. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all from Rick's Glass of Moab.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, December 21st, 2023, 9:18 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio now with San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Beautiful day in the Red Rock country.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, yeah. Enjoying a
nice little unexpected snowstorm yesterday here in Monticello. I'm sure there was precipitation throughout the area, but we got a good storm.
Yeah, it melted and turned into rain and water, though, by early night. So.
It's muddy out there. If you live on the end of a dirt road, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, yep. It's a wet one out there, but not snow that's sticking, at least. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including a report from the Navajo Times. Marley Shibala writing this special report on the Navajo Nation's race to use the $2.1 billion in U.S. American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, funds that needs to be spent or obligated by December 31st of 2024. So the tribal government has about 12 months to determine how the ARPA funds will be used. Members of the Navajo Nation Council committee spoke about how any unobligated or unspent ARPA funds that exist by December 31st, 2024 deadline will revert to the U.S. Treasury. According to members of that committee, after listening to reports from the Navajo tribal offices, divisions, and agency directors about the multitude of roadblocks stopping or slowing down the spending of ARPA funds for chapter projects, they believe that the administration will not have the $2.1 billion ARPA funds obligated by December 31st, 2024. Again, they're working to get that done, but remains a challenge It's been and it's varied, but the latest is says they've appropriated about $1.1 billion of that $2.1 billion, so $1 billion more dollars to be appropriated and spent by December 31st, 2024. So just a year to go, and a full report on those conversations about that you can read in the latest edition of the Navajo Times, also available online at NavajoTimes.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the Red Rock Morning Show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services this morning in Blanding for Elaine Sondrager White. They begin at 11 a.m. at the Blanding Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That's on 100 West and 900 North, I think, 700 North. Visitation from 9 to 10:30 this morning. There'll be burial services in Monticello. Funeral services for Marianne Wetton Lyman, age 86 and a longtime resident of Blanding, are Friday in Orem. There'll be visitation at 1 p.m. on next Friday, that's December 29th, at the Blanding Stake Center, and then she will be interred in Blanding. So funeral services tomorrow and visitation in Blanding next Friday for Marianne Lyman. Funeral services for Ruth Sloan Palmer, age 98, of Blanding, will be at 11 a.m. on December 30th at the Blanding South Chapel, with a viewing proceeding from 9 to 10:30 at San Juan Mortuary. She just passed away at just a few weeks shy of her 99th birthday. She was born in colonial Juarez, Mexico in 1925, lived a remarkable life, raised her family in Blanding. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those families and friends at this time. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Taking a look at one other bit of news in the area, Holiday Lights, Monticello Parks and Beautification Committee announced the winners of the Merry and Bright Christmas Light Contest. First place is Clayton and Julie Holt on Silverstone Lane. Second place, Tom and Lori Moore. Third place, Troy and Ocadia Lopez. You can check out those lights. Lots of lights around the town of Monticello and around the Red Rock area. Always fun to drive around and look at folks' Christmas lights. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take another quick break, and we'll be back with more local news and happenings right here on Red Rock 92.7.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and Walker's True Value in Moab is ready to help you celebrate it the right way. Save on power tools and accessories, barbecue grills and smokers, patio fire pits, batteries, heaters, and tons of stocking stuffers for that special guy on Santa's list. True Value Hardware's been helping you deck the halls for 75 years. Come check out our great deals on Christmas lighting and decor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Canyon Wirelesses strive to provide the best internet experience and service in the area for almost 15 years. With River Canyon Wireless, a friendly live representative is just a phone call away. They'll help you in a timely manner and always tell you the truth about the network. River Canyon Wireless Broadband Internet starts at $39.99 a month with no long-term contracts. Free router replacement with username and password recovery. Sign up now at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Now is the best time to buy a new vehicle from Performance Ford of Moab during our end-of-year sales event. We have deals on every vehicle, from Mavericks to Super Duties, and thousands off F-150s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab. Doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, December 21st, 2023, 9:27 a.m. on this Thursday, December 21.
On this day in history, 56 years ago today, the number one song was Daydream Believer by the Monkees. The Monkees was a group basically set up to imitate the Beatles, and they had some pretty good songs along the time. Daydream Believer was composed by John Stewart, shortly before he left the Kingston Trio. It had been turned down by quite a few groups, but the Monkees said, well, we'll record it, and had a number one hit on this day 56 years ago. Today, of course, is the winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the year, and the backside of that is the longest night of the year. It's the first day of winter. Lots of winter stuff happening today on the winter solstice. Today, for many years in the past, they had this solstice sculpture that Joe Paycheck, an artist out of Bluff, would build in Bluff. He would take several weeks, and then on the evening of the winter solstice, they'd start that on fire. It was really pretty cool. Haven't had that for several years. We haven't heard anything. It's a ton of work. Joe would work for weeks. Start thinking about it, I think, when the ashes were still smoldering. So today's the winter solstice. It's also Yule Day, Yuletide greetings. That's related to the solstice, not to the Christmas season. It marks the rebirth of the sun, and the days start to get longer. Hmm. The sun starts heading north instead of south. So it's the day the sun stands still as it stops and then heads back north. Carefully marking the change in seasons is something that we've done around here for a long time, including there's a lot of winter solstice sites in the Red Rock country that the ancient ones built because they wanted to know the change of the seasons. So anyway, it's kind of a cool day. We're marching toward the next solstice now. That'll be in June, the longest day of the year. Today's also Phileas Fogg Day. December 21st was the day that he had to finish his fictional race around the world in 80 days around the world. Around the world in 80 days. So it's Phileas Fogg Day. Quite a few birthdays today. Actor Samuel L. Jackson is 75 years old. Kiefer Sutherland is 57. Musician Frank Zappa was born in this day in 1940. He passed away in 1993, a great guitarist, won a Grammy, had lots of interesting things to say. Jane Fonda is 86 years old today. Actress, activist. She won a couple of Academy Awards, the daughter of Henry Fonda. If you want to rile up a boomer, ask them what they think about Jane Fonda. She was a vocal anti-war activist during the Vietnam War, exercise icon, successful in lots of things, and she was very successful in pushing people's buttons. So happy birthday to Jane. December 21st, birthdays locally for Vanita Hunt, Spencer Frost, that's Spencer Frost Jr., Jenna Olson, and Danielle V. Hill. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. Also have a message. The San Juan County Clerk wants to make sure that people understand that in 2024, there'll be a partisan primary election in Utah. In addition, the Republican Party has chosen to hold a presidential preference poll in conjunction with the statewide caucus meetings. According to Utah state law, political parties set rules regarding who may participate in their primary elections and caucuses. So your party affiliation may determine which ballot you receive. The Republicans in Utah have a closed primary, so you need to be a member of the party to participate in that event. The party of your choosing will remain in effect through June 25th at the primary election. Anyone can change their party affiliation from now until January 9th. After that, you can't change your party affiliation until after the primary election. So,
but if you're not affiliated, I think you still have...
Yeah, other parties, including the Democrats, they do not require party affiliation to participate in their neighborhood caucuses or primary elections.
Primaries, yeah, you can just request a ballot. But I also, well, I guess maybe it's something to clarify, but I think if you're not affiliated with any party, I think you can still join after that January deadline. But again, probably best to just affiliate if you're planning too early. But it's changing affiliation, I think, is part of that deadline.
Yeah, anyone can change their party affiliation from now until January 9th. After that, you cannot change your party affiliation until after the primary. So don't wait until the deadline to make changes if you want to make a change.
Very good. Well, thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you. We often get these... surveys, reports, this one coming from CenturyLink quote. You looked at search volume data and found the most popular Christmas movie in each state, according to this search data. Yeah. Anyways, the most searched throughout the U.S. was Elf, but taking a look at the four corner states, Arizona and New Mexico, their top one was The Nightmare Before Christmas, Colorado's The Holiday, and Utah's White Christmas. So those are the top four, according to team at CenturyLink. They're scientists that they hire, data analysts. Now they take a look at that search data. So anyways, kind of a fun look at some of those Christmas movies. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock area. We'll go ahead and send you over to the on-air job fair and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef to want role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Everyone at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A hearty thank you for everyone's support throughout 2023. Come visit us for great Christmas sales throughout the store featuring items for the whole family and your last-minute gifts. Safe travels this holiday season from all of us at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Need a new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depots specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington or call us at 505-278-2109 or visit MetalDepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington, the Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
3D print it. Earn your certificate at USU Blanding. Explore engineering, drafting, and design technology with experienced instructors and state-of-the-art 3D printing machines. Transform your creativity into tangible objects and shape the future of the industry. Take advantage of hands-on learning and industry-leading technology. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to jumpstart your new career today.
Enroll now. Classes start January 6th.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, December 21st, 2023, 9:42 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the local sports report. Starting today is the Southwest Food Excellence Winter Classic in Chinle, and the White Horse Raiders boys and girls teams both participating in that tournament. Looks like the boys will face tournament host Chinle in the opening round. I believe they're tipping off at 7:30. Girls, I haven't seen their bracket, but they're also slated to face the Chinle girls team at some point today. Again, it's a three-day tournament, but that's really it for local high school sports. So good luck to the Raiders boys and girls teams in that tournament. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. In action yesterday, the Cleveland Cavaliers beating the Utah Jazz 124-116, and the Denver Nuggets defeating the Toronto Raptors in Toronto 113-104. Nikola Jokic with 31 points in the win. Today, the Jazz are in Detroit taking on the Pistons. That tips off at 5. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.